Welcome back to the Hopeless Fan, the only edition this week, and unfortunately it'll be a short one. This one kind of spur of the moment comes up. It's Shelby, and introducing one foot out the door, Zach, who is not going to put much effort into this because he's going on vacation tomorrow, and we're all happy for him while we slug it out back here in Ohio. Zach, screw you, and how excited are you?
Oh, so excited. We leave tomorrow morning. I'm going to Dale Hollow. Going to get swimmer's ear in the dirty ass water. Actually, I've gotten swimmer's ear before at, Caesar's Creek, which is not surprising at all. Caesar's Creek or Lake Erie. What's the dirtier, Ohio water?
Ohio River.
But yeah, no, it's going to be a good time. Going to go down there. Going to need a liver transplant. It's going to be great.
Yeah, I mean, I've had, like, Olympic diver who hit his head on the concrete ear for, like, years at a time. So don't come back complaining about swimmer's ear if you're down there. I will say, Zach, I think – so some of my favorite days of the year, obviously number one is the Saturday night before the first NFL Sunday.
Yep.
Clear cut number one. And then I love Christmas Eve because my family has a big party every year. Oh, yeah. And maybe like a distant, like a third, close third is the night before you leave for a vacation.
Right. Yeah. You just get, once you get through the laundry and the packing and all of that stuff, and then it's just like, yeah, it's like Christmas Eve when you're a kid. Like you have trouble, I'm going to have trouble going to sleep probably. I probably won't get much sleep.
Exactly. But then you'll also like, you'll triple check that, like you think you're going to, you know, you're going to think you're forgetting something.
Right.
And then
and
of course,
like, you think, oh, it's like, did I remember? Like the thing is like, okay, definitely remember bringing cell phone charger, deodorant, underwear, toothbrush, toothpaste. Great. And it's like, you think, okay, I've got everything. And it's the one thing that's like the exact opposite of the things that you think. It's like one thing that you like wouldn't think about. But it ends up being, like, the most important thing. Like, you get in there and it's like, shit, I forgot my fucking sandals. Now all I have to wear shoes and socks on the boat. Or I can buy these $3 sandals at the local Walmart Supercenter down here that are definitely going to give me 9 blisters.
Yeah, you go to a Walmart and you get, that was always the, we'd go to Gatlinburg and Whitewater Raft. And it's like, oh, we kind of need boat shoes. Here's a pair, these $6 pair from this drive-by convenience store that is also a roller coaster in the mountains that also you can pay a dollar to look at bears.
Also, don't forget you can smush your penny into this really cool penny that you can no longer use.
And also, here's some really cool USA I Love America t-shirts. And also, you'll probably pack 13 pairs of underwear just in case you crap yourself 8 times.
Yeah.
And then you probably won't wear underwear that much because you'll have swimming trunks on, and then you'll forget to pack socks and like one or two. I don't know if is Dale Hollow like, is there like, what I'm trying to say is like, there's more like, is there a town you can go to where it's like out to nice eat, out to dinner or nothing? It's just your lake and the
like,
house and that's it.
There's the closest like actual grocery store like is a Walmart and it's 40 minutes away. They have like a. You know, this is going to really only you and me and maybe Jake Audia, who listens to the podcast, is going to know Ellis's. They have like a that kind of grocery store. Like,
right, where like
grocery store.
A gallon of milk is like a dollar more than at the supermarket, at the Kroger or Walmart.
Right.
But you feel better because you're supporting a mom and pop.
Right. But if you need anything besides eggs, milk, butter, they're just like, what? You want toilet paper that's not one ply?
Are there marinas there?
Yeah. So there's like great places to eat on like marinas and stuff. The one that we go to, Sunset Marina, is really nice.
See,
you
like
rent jet skis and stuff too, if you want.
See, like I think like the summer before my junior year of college, I went to Norris Lake, and I think that was like the one weekend I had where I went from skinny to like overweight. Was that like you have one bad weekend of just eating bad and it all goes downhill. And that was it, because it'd be like half swimming all day, half like rope jumps or rope swings and jumping off rocks. And then it was like, oh, brisket nachos for breakfast, brisket sandwich for lunch, ribs for dinner.
That's so funny you say that, because they have this marina has a sandwich. It's like a burger with brisket on top of that, and then coleslaw on top of that.
Yeah, bro. I mean,
barbecue sauce. It is so good. Yeah.
Marinas like excel at briskets, and you're like, "Can I have chicken wings?" They're like, "No, hell, what are those?" I'm like, "Okay,
here's but, 10 different types of brisket that you can have, and then like deep fried macaroni and cheese,
and like I don't know, just like the most greasy French fries you can ask for, and you're not complaining that they're greasy,
right? Yeah. I mean, right, it will be in probably 6 to 8 hours,
right? All right." In the news, we don't have any segments lined up. There's nothing really, you know, that like this was spur of the moment. We were going to cancel the whole thing. Let's just roll. Nikola Jokic.
To give him a little something, something.
Did he lose all that weight because of Corona?
He might have.
That was my instant reaction when I found out Scotty's idol has the virus.
Yeah. Yeah. He's. I'm worried. I'm worried about him because I don't know. You think Eastern European immune systems, are they stronger or are they weaker? Who knows? These people are basically from the moon.
Yeah, I guess Serbia got that with the tennis player. What's his name?
Oh, Novak.
Novak Djokovic. Yeah, Djokovic. And he thought he could just sneak by Rona with a nice little tennis tournament because the country was doing so great at. With low cases, and then boom. Rona doesn't take a day off, I swear to God. Nope. I think everybody's getting it now. It is still undefeated. Came out of the gates strong in March. We looked like we were on the right path, like late May, early this month. Well, and
it's weird because you say Jokic lost all that weight when he got the Rona, but I don't see the Rona having the same effect on Zeke Elliott. I think he's still fat as up.
I think Jokic lost the weight, then got Rona, so I have no idea. Like, it has an opposite effect. But, usually I've heard people lose, like, 20 to 30 pounds on it. That was my initial reaction with Jokic. I'm like, has he had Corona for 3 months?
maybe I should think about getting it then. Just dip my toes.
I'm telling you, Zach, it's went through my head before. It's like, Shelby, there's a 99.5% chance you're going to survive Corona, and you're going to lose about 22 pounds. And I'm like,
I'm going to take that 0.05% chance.
Yeah. It's like the Michael Jordan quote. He said, like, he had that broken foot his rookie year at Chicago, but he was like back in North Carolina playing pickup games. And they were like, if you had a killer headache and I gave you 11 Tylenol pills, but one of them was going to kill you, would you take it? And he's like, depends on how bad the headache is. I'm like, do I want to lose 22 pounds that bad? Maybe. But I mean, cases are surging kind of everywhere. I feel like every single athlete has it. But the deaths are down.
I think it's
down.
Just because they're testing. I think it's because they're just testing more.
That's my thing is that I read somewhere deaths are down 90% since they peaked in like late April. So and obviously that's good.
And we're not a political podcast. I don't want to get into
the political podcast, that's about the extent is where I'd go.
Right. You see all those people freaking out about, you know, Trump was saying that allegedly saying, I'm sure it was taken 10,000 times out of context, but he was just like, stop taking tests so that our numbers go down. I was like, yeah, that's how tests work.
I mean, it's bad for him to say that, but he isn't wrong.
he's not wrong. The math is there.
Yeah, it's like zero test issued. It's like United States kills the curve with zero cases.
Right. But, yeah, it's like when they said like in China they only had 80,000 cases. Like, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, they really had like 30 million. We're like, let's just trim the fat here, make it about 80,000. deaths down. And the thing was, it's like we were supposed to flatten the curve. That was what everyone was saying when this whole thing started. And I think we did that. But I mean, it wasn't, you know, we're going to start opening up once this thing's completely gone. It's going to linger around until there's a vaccine.
Right. I mean, but I went to Outback today, and you know what? Limited menu be damned. I still had a good time.
Yeah. Per source, don't cut this out, but don't cut it out. Whole new menu coming for Outback.
They said that. She said, no, it's okay. We don't have to cut it out. She said while I was there, she said new menu July 1st.
Okay. Never mind.
Yeah.
Leave it in.
And the biggest thing, though, is the potato soup is coming back.
I didn't think it left.
They have not had the potato soup since Rona hit. I think that's the biggest casualty. They have not had the potato soup.
Oh, Zach, that's such a hot take. It's as someone who worked there 7 years, potato soup, Chicken tortilla.
The potato soup there. Yeah. They still serve that garbage chicken tortilla soup, but the potato soup's been gone. The potato soup is the best. I will not back down.
And my other hot take, or my my hot seat for Outback, is that I've heard that they're getting rid of the small cheese fries appetizer, but keeping the big cheese fry appetizer. But if you really wanted to, you just get a couple sides of fries with cheese and bacon on them.
Right.
And be the same thing. So, I don't know.
Right.
Yeah. Also, my ahi tuna's gone, which sucks.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But, yeah, back to the corona thing, where what we're talking about, is that, like, I just don't see with sports is, like, it's going to be so interesting how, like, these athletes are going to continue to get it. There's no stopping it.
Yeah, we're not going to have fans in the stands for – I don't think we will have fans in the stands for the for at least the first few weeks of the NFL.
Well, like, we're not a political podcast, like I said, but – and I don't think this is political. This is the public health. But, like, the WHO came out and said the asymptomatic spread is very rare, and that was the only non-sports thing I've shared on my Facebook in, like, a year. And I felt like no one talked about it. I was like, what do you mean? Like – if they come out and say it, I was like, I was pumped about it.
This is huge.
I was pumped about it because that was like, I was like, okay, fans in the stands tomorrow, you know? Like, mm-hmm. And then I think,
And then they came out and they were like, well, we're not so sure yet.
Well, now, it's all I just checked again, and for a while on my Facebook, it was like blocked off saying this could be fake news. Now it's not considered fake news on my Facebook. It shows up in regular form again. So I don't know what to believe. I just thought that would have been like everywhere and it wasn't. And I was like, oh, asymptomatic spread rare. Fans in the stands. Guess not. If you're sick, stay home. I guess not. But I mean, I'm just wondering, like, okay, for instance, Ravens, Chiefs, is it Sunday night or Monday night? One of the two. But like,
it's a Monday night game.
Yeah. But like, say that was, like, to decide it was week 16. Or just make it simple. Just be like, what's a good race? Steelers-Ravens for the AFC Championship week 17, and Lamar Jackson gets corona 3 days before the game. It's like, it's gonna be fascinating. Baseball's back, finally. And, Zach, maybe I can interest you in baseball now?
What did they decide on? How many games? 50?
60.
Nice.
Yeah.
They got what they wanted. Fully prorated?
Yes. But, I mean, players wanted like 114, but we'll settle down here with 60.
Well, I mean, when it really came down to the final argument, whether it was 50 or 60, they ended up going with 60.
Actually 48 versus 60.
What?
Yeah.
48? Jesus.
So basically, Zach, I think you can get into this. 60-game season, and it's just a sprint to the finish. And, like, it'll be great because, like, by August 1st, everybody's...
There's people hitting dingers every game. Or right, not at all, like, because all the pitchers are going to be pitching, like, every single game.
Right. So, a few things on this. I think you'd be interested because every team has a shot now. Literally, every team could make the playoffs.
Including the Reds.
The Reds have a good team. They would have contended anyway.
What about the Pirates?
Oh, God, the worst team in baseball besides the Orioles.
Damn.
But they have a chance to compete because the season's so short. Usually by, like, this time, and especially July, it's called the dog days.
Yeah.
And it's like teams just top off. And cream rises to the top. But now there won't be time for any of that.
Everybody's cream.
Exactly. And I think you should pick a team. And also other rules. If the game gets into extra innings, a runner starts on second base to begin the inning.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting.
Because they don't want like 13, 14 inning games where they're using up all these pitchers and all that. And also pitchers, when they come in relief, do you know what that means?
Yes.
They have to face a minimum of three batters.
Okay, before they can be taken out.
Right. So like a lot of managers, Dusty Baker was a former Reds manager who did this all the time. He'd use like three pitchers an inning. And it'd be like, if you're like, left-handed pitchers are specifically for left-handed batters and stuff like that. But now, three batter minimum. So I think you should pick a team and ride with them.
Well, I wondered a bit. You said I was going to go with the Pirates until you said that they're trash. So,
well, like so I said, I kind of like the Pirates. But like I said, you love Pittsburgh. Like I said, every team has a shot, but How about this? How many baseball teams can you name out of 30? If I gave you a minute. Please don't look it up. It's not. This isn't meant to like embarrass you or anything. It's a way for me to pick your team.
Okay. You give me a minute. I'll name as many as I can.
Ready for me to start the clock?
Yeah.
All right. 3, 2, 1, go.
Obviously you have the Reds.
Yep.
Indians.
I also wrote down the Pirates for you.
The Pirates, Red Sox, Yankees, Nationals. Astros.
Yep.
Texans.
Nope.
Lions.
Those are football teams.
Texans?
Texans are a football
Texas,
team.
The Texas Rangers.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Royals.
Yeah.
Blue Jays of Toronto.
Yeah.
As Danny would say, go Marlins!
Marlins.
Seattle, not the Sounders.
That's a soccer Mariners? Team. Yes.
Okay. Braves.
Mm-hmm.
Which they probably changed their name. Mets. Here, time to meet the Mets. Brewers. Milwaukee. Cubs. Can't believe I forgot that one. Cardinals.
Okay. 3.
Dodgers.
2.
White Sox.
1.
Giants. Rockies. Diamondbacks.
Giants are... Nice! I think there's only a few you missed. I actually gave you an hour to...
Did I say the Twins?
No, you didn't. So that doesn't count.
Oh, damn.
But here are the teams you missed. Here are the teams you missed. You missed the Phillies. Orioles. Damn. Orioles. Tampa Bay Rays. You missed the
Tampa Bay, right? Didn't I? I said the Rays.
No.
Okay.
You missed the Tigers. Detroit Tigers. Minnesota Twins. Oakland Athletics.
I said Detroit Tigers. Oh, I might have said Lions.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, that was the one I didn't give you.
Oakland A's. I didn't get them.
No. You got Marlins, Mets, Philadelphia Phillies.
Yeah, I didn't get the Phillies. That one's embarrassing.
You got the Cardinals. You got the Pirates.
San Diego. What's their team?
Padres. You missed them.
Yeah, I didn't get the Padres.
Yeah, so you got
three. I got
three...
the Dodgers. I got almost all of the NL West. I got the Dodgers, the Giants, the Rockies, and the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, you got 22 out of the 30, which is impressive. But here's how we're going to do it. So pick a number between...
All right, now name one player from each team. Fuck!
Okay. Name the manager for each team. Do you know any baseball managers?
Dusty Baker?
No. Actually,
who's the guy who went from the Astros...
Dusty Baker's at the Astros now. You're right.
Oh, who's the guy who went from the Astros to the Red Sox and then got suspended?
Cora.
Yeah.
All right.
I know... They kind of know that guy?
Zach, pick
Brad
a number.
Pitt?
Zach, pick a number between 1 through 22.
19.
All right, pick another number between 1 through 22.
3.
16. Meet in the middle. 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 1, 2. You are a Washington Nationals fan. How about that?
Bryce Harper's bitch ass.
He doesn't play for them anymore.
I know, he left.
Oh yeah, I think you just saved your ass there. Good save. But yeah, you're a Nationals fan.
Well, they actually ended up doing better than the Phillies did. They won the World Series, right?
They won the World Series. You're such a bandwagon fan. You're such a bandwagon fan. Okay, so Zach, congratulations. You're a Washington Nationals fan. So congrats. And now we'll go to our... Now, since you'll be back on Sunday, and I don't know when you'll be back. I don't know when this will be posted, but probably Sunday night, Monday sometime.
What's that? Sorry. Yeah. Sunday night.
Okay, mm-hmm. So... This will get posted the night of the LeBron James The Decision documentary. So
did
new doc.
Did we get one of those?
No, we didn't. If we did, there's a new one coming out Sunday. So okay. Since we'll have some relevant information when this podcast is released. What do you remember from that day?
His checkered button-down shirt.
Sure.
That he went to Miami. I'm taking my talents to South Beach.
Yeah. I remember it being like, hey, kids, you want to meet LeBron? You want to watch him?
Video, yeah.
You want to go to this gym and see LeBron? Okay, he's going to be sitting down on a chair, not dressed, completely dressed up in non-basketball attire, and he's going to answer questions. How about that, kids?
Yeah. I remember watching the footage of people in bars in Cleveland just absolutely lose their mind.
Yeah, remember that too. but yeah, that's basically... And did you think that he was going anywhere other, like, did you think... Were you surprised with Miami?
I didn't really understand that, like... I didn't really watch basketball then very much. I didn't start watching basketball. The first series I remember watching every single game of was the Bulls-Heat Eastern Conference Finals during Derrick Rose's MVP year. So I didn't really... Well, I remember Nathan throwing a bitch fit at school the next day. But other than that, it didn't really have that much significance with me. I didn't really understand, you know, what, you know, the, like, he wants to go to Miami. It's a happening city, I guess. That's pretty cool. But I understand he was going there to team up.
Yeah, because they were already there. Both of them. So, super team. Mm-hmm. But I remember I was just like, I was so happy because... I hate Cleveland, and they didn't win a title with him. Like, obviously not knowing he'd come back in six years and win it. So, at the time, that's, like, my favorite is that, like, I can go back to a time when Cleveland didn't have a championship and, like, everyone hated LeBron and, like, especially that owner. I forget his name now. Was it Gilbert? Oh, he hated
Dan Gilbert.
Yeah.
Dan Gilbert.
So, and then I remember I was, like, that was, like, the first time I ever got – I ever had DVR. I remember taping it, being like, yeah, I'll watch this later, no big deal, DVR up in this piece. But then also, like, the first game back in Cleveland was, like, must-watch TV when they all had the quitness shirts. Oh, that was great. All right, you want to do – we will do a Mount Rushmore when we haven't done yet, just Zach and I. Mount Rushmore, cereals.
I'm excited.
I'm excited, too.
I love cereal. That,
I do too. Zach, do you want to go first?
Sure, I'll go first. And number one, clear, obvious pick, Reese Puffs. Easy.
Oh, good pick.
Fucking
good pick.
Easy.
Mm-hmm. I'll go with another, like, could be number one, little 1A, 1B situation, but I'll go with Cinnamon Toast Crunch, the taste you can see.
Okay, CT, yeah, CT Crunch.
CT Crunch.
Absolutely.
This is the end. All right.
Yep.
We'll just keep it non-snake. Just, your turn.
Okay. I'm going to go with Fruity Pebbles. Fucking love Fruity Pebbles.
Just hate when they get all stuck to the side of the... I like them. I love them. I love Fruity Pebbles at the beginning of the bowl.
The first, then, first five bites.
Yeah, yeah. And then when it gets bites. They gets kind of soggy and then they all stick to the side of the bowl.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go digging. Yeah, that's what kind of does me in. But yeah, good pick. I really love Honey Nut Cheerios.
Really? Okay. Yeah. That's like OG go-to. That's like classic Coke.
Right, yeah. I don't know why. Always loved Honey Nut Cheerios.
It's good.
It's like,
I don't hate
it. Like, it's like, oh, kind of sweet, but it also feels healthy when it's not.
Exactly. Way too much sugar to be that heart healthy, but they got away with it somehow.
Cholesterol.
There you go. My next one, Cocoa Puffs.
Man, you love the sweet cereals, man.
Well, it's, I have some. The more adult ones are going to be in the honorable mentions. My number four might surprise you, though.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way where, like, you know, if you're eating cereal, like, I'm basing this list kind of off being a kid. It'd be nice. Yeah, that's why my third pick, it could be controversial. I loved Corn Puffs growing up.
Really?
Loved Corn Puffs.
I didn't hate them. Well, I was in that, it's like that John Mulaney bit where you, or no, it's not a John Mulaney bit, it's a Donald Glover bit where he said, like, they had Kix, like his mom always got him Kix when he was little, and then they'd always want Cocoa Puffs, and then his mom was like, fine, so she goes to the store, she gets Cocoa Puffs, and then she takes, like, a gigantic family-sized box of Kix, pours it into one of those gigantic Tupperware, cereal boxes, and then pours in, like, a fifth of a cup of Cocoa Puffs and shakes it up so it looks like It looks like you're, he said, it looks like you're a black person at a Kanye concert.
OG mom move. There you go. All right, right, your fourth pick.
Fourth pick, Waffle Crisp.
I like Waffle Crisp. Oh, yeah.
You
oh,
do?
Yeah.
Okay. I just, it's just not a lot of people remember the Waffle Crisp. And you can't really get it anywhere. They don't make it anymore. Right. It's hard to find. You can find like a stale box on eBay for like $300. But Waffle Crisp was the shit.
Oh, yeah. I remember it well. I liked it a lot. I guess it'd be so easy to do like some like well known cereal as my last pick, but I'll just go Honey Bunches Oats.
And, okay, yeah.
I like Honey Bunches Oats. Literally,
that was about as sweet. Yeah, that was about as sweet as the cereal my mom would get me. If I wanted like the good shit, like all my other picks, I would have to wait till I went to my dad's on the weekends to get the the good cereal.
Yeah, and I like literally every single one of their, like the regular one and the almond one, very good. But it would have been easy to just throw in like, oh, Fruit Loops as a pick.
I never was a big Fruit Loop guy. Apple Jacks. I liked Apple Jacks.
Oh, loved Apple Jacks. And Captain Crunch, if you didn't care that your mouth was getting scraped.
Right. Yeah. Never was a Lucky Charms guy.
I like Lucky Charms. Oh, man. Like Lucky Charms.
But my honorable mentions, Special K Chocolatey Delight.
Dude, your chocolate cereal's off the hizzy.
I know. It's just like, here's little chocolate chunks of just milk chocolate in your cereal. You get candy inside your cereal. It's like, how is this any different than Lucky Charms? I don't understand how this is any different.
Oh, I got a few that I like.
It's just marketed towards women. It's like Activia yogurt. Like, you want to take regular shits? Here's Jamie Lee Curtis to tell you how.
Hi, I'm Jamie Lee Curtis. I just shit myself. That's how powerful this is. All right. So three that I love. One is an acquired taste that gets a lot of pushback. Shredded Wheat.
Frosted mini wheats I will eat.
That's what I mean. No. That's what I mean.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So where it's, yeah, frosted.
Yeah, we're on the same page.
Yeah.
No, not like one big wicker chair. Half wicker chair, half sugar.
Right.
Yeah.
You're definitely going to have solid shits after that, though, if you have the shredded wheat.
Two more. Life cereal.
Cinnamon Life.
Cinnamon. All the Lives. I'll go with your route here with chocolate cookie crisp.
All Lives. What are you saying? So Shelby, are you saying that all lives matter?
No comment. Good one. Okay, cookie crisp.
Yep.
And Trix. Big.
Oh, for sure.
Big Trix guy. I can't believe I left that off my list.
Fucking, yeah, I know. Silly Rabbit.
So, yeah. I like Rice Krispies, but they were always so boring to me. It was like I was a horse eating grain.
Yeah, it's a one trick pony, right? You pour the Rice Krispies in, and it pops a little bit. It's like, hey, this is pretty cool. And then after, it's like, what else you
then
got?
Then it just dies. It just dies.
Right. Yeah.
And like,
you have to pour. If I have to add sugar to my cereal to make it good, it's like, why am I here?
And then it's like then at the end, it's like just all sink into the bottom of the bowl.
Something that will divide a household.
Yeah.
Honeycomb. Yes or no?
I had it down. Yes. Yes for me.
Okay.
What about you?
Yeah. I would have to be in the mood for it. It was like Honeycomb was like the poor man's Waffle Crisp to me.
Yeah.
But I would still eat it. And I think it's mostly because of that ridiculous mascot that they had. do you remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The Honeycomb mascot?
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to Google that.
I also like Chex cereal. I liked those when they got soggy. I don't know why. And then other than that, I'm kind of running low. Hated Raisin Bran because I'm a normal kid. Never. Peanut Butter Captain Crunch slapped because I love peanut butter anything.
Yeah.
I think I'm running out of cereals. I know it was a Mount Rushmore. We're just kind of listing off cereals. Oreos. Who's this
fucking guy? I just sent you the
oh god.
His name was Crazy Craving.
I can't leave this off. I would be remiss. Alphabits.
Okay. Alphabits?
Alphabits. You never had Alphabits?
I have to look that up.
Oh, man. It was just pretty much glazed sugar cereal in the shape of letters.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, it's Lucky Charms without the, basically in the shapes of letters without the marshmallow.
But they were like frosted. That's
essentially all it is.
They were frosted.
Yeah, no, that's...
Lucky Charms so isn't frosted.
Lucky Charms were frosted. Yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
Oh, speaking of which, how did we forget Frosted Flakes?
Oh my God.
The OG.
I honestly thought...
That's criminal.
That is very criminal. Frosted Flakes milk after you eat the cereal.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's up there with the Cocoa Krispies and Cocoa Puffs milk.
That's a bad miss by us. That's leaving Sandlot off top sports movies.
Yeah.
That was
bad. That's Tony Tiger. They're great.
Yeah, that's tough. I think I'm out. I think I'm out of cereals.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember if there's anything else. If my brother were here, my brother's a cereal aficionado. If he were here, he'd be like rattling them all off, like shit from like the '90s.
Well, there's also like there's so many like branches. Like there's a chocolate Lucky Charms. There's like there's tropical berry Captain Crunch and
How do we forget the Halloween cereals? Frankenberry.
Oh yeah.
Count Chocula, and. The other one that nobody likes?
I don't know.
I can't remember. There's three of them, but there's like those Halloween post cereals.
All right.
Big Frankenberry.
Is that our show?
Yeah, it was nice to talk to you before I go on vacation. I'm gonna miss you guys.
Yeah, well, you're still going to miss Scotty because he's out, but we wish you a safe...
When I say I'm going to miss you guys, I mean...
Okay, that's more like it. Well, safe travels, Zach. Enjoy it. update us on your liver throughout the weekend while we're all just...
We'll be back on Monday.
We'll be back on Monday night. See ya.
See ya.